Hey, it's Kiss 92, Maddie, Andre, and Divian in the morning. We've been telling you about the Silver Generation Office. Yeah. You learn something new every day. And this is the outreach arm of the Agency for Integrated Care that's dedicated to supporting seniors' needs. And one of the ways they do this is through volunteers, also known as Silver Generation Ambassadors. And we have one here today. She's Madam Malti Badwad.
Yay! Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Malti, we have to ask you, how did this all come about for you? How did you become a volunteer with the Silver Generation Office?
Actually, I was already volunteering in my neighbourhood residence committee.
Yeah.
And this came about like 6 years ago. And we were told that such an initiative is coming up. And they were looking for volunteers. Mm. And I was a bit sceptical at first because my youngest was just in kindergarten.
I see.
And I was under the impression that, oh, volunteer means you have to give 10 to 12 hours a day and all that. So I thought about it, but I did not further experiment it. Mm-hmm. And then a few of my friends, they dabbled into this SGA volunteer thing. And they were very happy about it and they were sharing their experiences with me.
It's fulfilling, right?
Yes, yeah. It is. And I see them coming back with their backpack, t-shirt, with their iPads. And, you know,
so cute.
Yeah, and then they look so accomplished because they tell me about their day and who they have helped. And I was very impressed. It just got me thinking that I can spare some time for this.
You can do more with your life.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. And as my children were getting older, so I had more time on my hands.
Oh, nice.
So I said, okay, I'm ready.
Beautiful.
And I went into it, and it's been 3 years now.
Wow. Just like that.
Yeah.
Why did you pick to help the elderly?
I was very much influenced by my grandparents' roles in our community, in the society, and the way they were helping others.
Mm.
I have grown up in a very tight-knit community, and we see how the, you know, the gontong royong lifestyle
yes,
is there.
Yes, yes, gontong royong.
Yes, correct. I just felt that it's my personality.
Yeah.
I have this patience and this closeness that I feel towards elderly people.
Oh, honey.
Yeah, it's been, probably it's because I spent a lot of time with my grandparents.
Right.
So I could relate to them.
And being around them also reminds you of your grandparents.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you know, the kind of feelings elderlies face, anxiousness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Plenty. Acceptance.
And also loneliness is a big issue,
loneliness,
right?
But they don't admit to it.
Right.
Yes. So yeah, these were things that, you know, I could connect all this together. Yeah. And I felt that I want to work with elderlies.
But Malti, how do you, you know, broach this subject with the sort of elderly who might be a bit more apprehensive? Like you said, not ready to share, not ready to open up.
Yeah, we have elderlies like that when we knock on their doors.
Yeah.
And they just open a teeny bit. Yeah, and then they look at you very suspiciously.
Yes.
Even though you have your ID pass, you have that bag, you have the t-shirt, it's not enough.
Right. They think that you might be there to sell something, in fact, right?
I can see my mom already looking suspicious. Yeah, yeah. And understandably so.
Correct. And then it is sad. It is sad because there were one or two elderlies who actually told us later on, oh, sorry that I was treating you like that.
Right.
I have been scammed before.
Mm. Yeah.
So you know, then you can understand.
Breaks your heart.
Yeah,
yeah, then you can understand that, you know, why they're feeling so.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of another 1-2 minutes of ice-breaking conversations. And then we have previous history of theirs in our iPad. So when we just casually ask them a little bit about it, and then they know we are genuine. Because we know about how long they've been staying there, how many kids they have.
Yeah.
Then they know we are the genuine stuff.
And we'll hear from Madam Malti again after 9 o'clock. In the meantime, you can find out more about the Silver Generation Office or SGO at aic.sg/SGO.
Wake up with you next to me. Keep it real with Maddie, Andre, and Vivian.
The morning show is the best
on Kiss 92.
Keeping it real with MAD only on Kiss 92. Earlier today, we were very inspired listening to Madam Malti's story, and she is, by the way, an ambassador, a volunteer at the Silver Generation Office. This is the outreach arm of the Agency for Integrated Care, and they support seniors.
Yeah.
Like my mom, like your parents, grandparents.
My parents too.
Yeah, that's right. And it just seems like it was a calling for her, you know, because she hesitated for quite some time and eventually it found her.
And now we continue our conversation with Madam Malti Badwaj, a Silver Generation Ambassador.
Do you have a genuine story to share with, you know, an elderly person that you might have come across that surprised you?
One that truly touched your heart.
Yeah.
Mm, yes, there is. It brings tears to my eyes, actually.
Oh.
Tissue, this, please. Let me prepare.
Stand by,
first.
Stand by.
Okay.
There was this makcik. And when we went to visit her, it took a long time to open the door. Later on, we realized that she was a little bit hard of hearing. So it's good that we waited, because sometimes when we knock the door, we wait for at least 5 minutes. We don't walk away because it does take some elderly's time to open the door.
That's why you need to be patient to be a volunteer.
Exactly. Yeah. And in some cases, the door is open, you know. We're knocking, but no one is coming to the door. And that's when it's really helpful when we have phone numbers in the system. Mm-hmm. So we call the elderly. When you call the elderly, the ringtone in their telephone is so loud. You can feel the vibrations even though you're outside.
Outside the door.
And then you can see the elderly running to the phone. Then you know they're probably hard of hearing on one side. So your door knocking doesn't really help. Yeah. The phone is helping.
And even when they're running, it's slow-mo to you, right?
I see.
Correct. And then we went inside the house and all that. She was very lonely. She shared that she had 7 kids. Her children were filial in a sense whereby they contributed some money to her every month. But when you asked her when she last ate a good meal, that was like 4 days ago.
Aww.
Yes, and then the reason being is because she had weak legs. Her walker was spoiled. So she has been taking her supermarket trolley.
Right.
And that wobbles, right?
Yeah.
So it's not very walkable.
Yeah,
so
stable.
Due to that, she's like been eating bread and all.
Oh, dear.
And bless then, her.
Yeah, correct. And then she was telling us that the money that my kids give me doesn't really help me much because I have to go to the ATM. To withdraw it.
Right.
But my kids are all busy and I've got no choice but to understand them. No one can come and help me to withdraw my money or buy food and give me.
Yep.
And then we sympathized and we tried to make her feel better about it. And the one thing that she said touched my heart was, I took care of 7 kids, but 7 kids can't take care of me.
That breaks your heart.
Yeah.
It does.
Right.
It does
and do you still go back to visit her? How is she doing now?
We get to visit our elderly every 6 monthly. Whenever their name pops up in the system, we know they're due for a visit.
And you can also play your part by volunteering your service, right? To be one of these Silver Generation ambassadors. So before you go multi, what would you say to someone who is looking to volunteer? How to volunteer?
I would say, go for it. Don't hesitate. I hesitated. I think I probably lost 3 to 4 years of the best times of my life.
No, you're never too late. You're never too late, really.
You're right. It's very encouraging. If you have the feeling, the urge, go for it. Because volunteering is something that you can do at your own time and pace. And that few hours you give, whether it's 2 hours, whether it's 6 hours, or whether the whole day, it's on you.
Yeah.
And whatever amount of people, whatever time you can spend with people helping them, it's all very appreciated. And you see it in the seniors' eyes. You know, when they thank you, when you're living in a very heartfelt way, you can feel it.
And you may think you're doing it for the seniors, but actually I think they do just as much, if not more, for you and your soul.
Exactly.
Right? Just ask Multi.
Peace of mind.
It does.
And that's Multi, a Silver Generation ambassador. And the Silver Generation Office, by the way, is an outreach arm of the Agency for Integrated Care dedicated to supporting seniors' needs. If you want to volunteer, then be sure to contact them at aic.sg/sgo.